We'll go ahead and call to order the September 25, 2018 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. We'll get started with our minutes from the August 28, 2018 meeting. Those minutes have been distributed to the members. Is there any discussion?
Yes, I have one change to note. In the Whitfield Avenue matter, the permit is shown as having been requested for the construction of a pool, and I believe that it was a pool house.
So that's correct.
If we could just add the word house, I think it would correct the record there.
I agree with that. Any further discussion?
I want to congratulate the staff on significantly improved minutes. These are a lot better than they've been for the last year.
That being said, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Uh-oh.
Second. We'll go ahead and vote.
If I missed anything,
they just wrote, they just get started.
Which one are you here for? Ah, that's right, I forgot.
First time I voted in 3 minutes and
a
long time.
About the trees out on one of the towns.
What?
Yes.
Literally.
What is this? What's the recording? The guy better hope that there's no big storms coming through before that gets cleared out, or he's going to be paying a lot of bills.
It's going to take them 3 days just to clear it to where they can get to the stuff. It's ridiculous.
Did Dave take plenty of photos?
I was looking down. Did it already pop up?
Okay. Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
I was looking down at the next thing I had to say and didn't see it. So, all right, the minutes have been approved. We'll move into our old agenda. And the item on that agenda is 307 Battery Crescent. There's a variance for accessory structure request. Continued matter. We'll hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the item on 307 Battery Crescent Road, Battery Crescent, appeared before you in May. The petitioner was requesting front yard and side yard setback variances for an accessory structure. Very recently, apparently, and this item was continued, the hearing was continued to today's meeting. We did hear from the property owner's recently retained counsel, who is requesting that this item be continued to the October meeting for the purpose of him familiarizing himself with this case, which he only recently retained from the property owner. So they're requesting that this item be continued again until the October hearing. And just as a side note, I have been in touch with the opposing attorney, who does not oppose the continuance and will be here if you choose to continue the item to October, the 23rd.
Okay. Do you know who the counsels are?
The counsel that was retained for the property owner is Robert McCorkle, who's in the audience today.
Who's the other? I don't think I was at that previous meeting, just getting familiar.
Oh, okay. Middleton Law Firm was representing the opposition.
Anyone have an objection to
continue?
No.
Since it's advertised for the day, we need to actually continue the public hearing.
Any objections to it?
No. Objections.
All right. We'll go ahead and continue the public hearing.
We need to vote on.
Yes.
All right. I'll make a motion that we
continue
the public hearing.
And I'll second.
continue to October 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I can hear in your voice that this is something that you haven't heard before on this board, and I haven't presented before in my time here. The subject property is 2086 Grove Point Road, which is an approximately 43-acre parcel that is in the process of being subdivided into a 12-lot residential subdivision. The petitioner is requesting that the property be designated as a rural district pursuant to Article 5, Section 501 of the Chatham County Subdivision Regulations. The property you see before you on the tax map, and this is an aerial map of the subject property, you can see a great portion of it is wetlands. This is a copy of the proposed subdivision that is currently under review in Chatham County. The request, as I mentioned, is for this board to designate the subject property as rural. And in Article 5, Section 501 of the County Subdivision Regulations, there is a reference in Section 501 under subdivision districts that states that for the purpose of this ordinance, there are hereby established within Chatham County two subdivision districts identified as A, urban, and B, rural. It also says that the location and boundaries of the two subdivision districts shall be shown on a map entitled Subdivision District Map of Chatham County, Georgia, dated July 28, 1961. And the said map may be amended subsequent to the adoption, and said map is made part of this ordinance to the same extent as if the information set forth on said map was fully described and incorporated herein. The Subdivision District Map of Chatham County shall be on file in the Office of the Clerk of the County Commissioners. In addition to that reference, there are two additional references to the rural designation in the subdivision regulations. In Section 601, the design specifications for streets, the ordinance states in subsection 8B, the streets may be, quote, unpaved but graded and ditched to county specifications. There's no additional information in the regulations regarding what those standards are in terms of the grading and the ditching. And the final reference to the rural designation is in Article 10, the definition of terms, where the definition is established, which is the definition for district rural, which is unincorporated areas of Chatham County where limited growth is anticipated. This may be due to economic, geographic, or topographic features and or inaccessibility. Because of low densities and the absence of many urban problems, stringent development standards are not appropriate, and that's obviously a reference to the paving standard. The petitioner is requesting this regarding this subdivision with the intent of not paving the proposed street that will access, give access to the properties on those residential lots. Staff conducted some research of the subdivision regulations with the county clerk and engineer's office, and we're not able to clarify whether those urban and rural districts identified in Article 5 were ever established. There's no evidence that any other properties in Chatham County have sought this designation or been designated in this way. So because of this, we have no criteria by which to determine if the subject property should be designated. Also, since zoning was established, major subdivisions such as this have been required to establish roadways paved to the county standards. Which also in this case was a condition of the approval of this subdivision. It really comes down to, I think, the fact, and the petitioner will make this case, that they would like to continue the review process and have this property subdivided as shown while not paving the proposed road that gives access to these lots. The subdivision requires that a major subdivision the subdivision ordinance requires that a major subdivision provide paved access to the county standards, and the petitioner is essentially requesting that that not be the case, that this rural designation be applied and thereby he would be permitted to not pave the access road for this rural subdivision from their perspective. Based on our lack of ability to evaluate this from the information available in the subdivision regulations, we're recommending denial of the petitioner's request and that they be required to meet the county standards relative to paving the street.
Is there another designation of subdivision besides a major subdivision?
Yeah, minor subdivision is also a designation based on the number of lots created.
Minor is three, a few of the lots, and a major is more than three lots.
Took the word right out of your mouth. Thank you. Any questions? Steph?
Marcus, I, like you, had never heard of this before. And it disturbs me that basically what we have is a major subdivision that they're asking not to have to pave the roads.
Yes, sir.
That just doesn't seem, that's not what the ordinance was designed to accomplish.
That was our point of view as well.
And Mr. Seaback, have you ever run into this before?
No, sir.
Because I sure haven't.
Well, maybe let's hear from the petitioner and a little more insight into the background for the request.
Hey, I'm Jay Maupin, Maupin Engineering. I'm also the owner of this property.
Signed in?
A resident of the property I did earlier.
Okay, if you'll raise your right hand. Mr. Maupin, do you swear to your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thanks.
Okay, appreciate it. I thought I'd get you my sales brochure up here, too. It's a little bit better than the black and white drawing. What I'm requesting from you today is not to not pave the street. You know, the county ordinance actually only gives you one option or the other option. It's either or. So it's either you're an urban district and you have to pave to the full county requirements, or you're a minor or you're a rural subdivision according to the ordinance, and you're allowed a minimum to be type of paving minimum requirement of unpaved graded ditched to the county standards. So to say that I'm not going to pave the subdivision is kind of a misnomer. The county engineering staff is well aware of this, that I did not plan to not pave the subdivision. I wouldn't be able to sell a lot if I did. But my intent is to use a recycled concrete instead of a graded aggregate base. The county is requiring, per the 1961 code, and honestly, let me back up a little bit. It disturbs me a little bit that the county does not have on record the map that they're required to have on record per the code. But per the 1961 code, before recycled concrete was ever envisioned, or other environmentally friendly, non-porous locally sourced materials were envisioned, the 1961 code says you have to use 8 inches of graded aggregate base, which is trucked and trained into Chatham County, and an inch and a half of asphalt. What I had approached the county in reference to doing was using 6 inches of recycled concrete with a 2-inch asphalt topping. And recycled concrete is a Georgia DOT allowed pavement material, the accepted material, but it is not accepted by Chatham County. And so that got into the crux of the matter a little sooner than I wanted to, but we bought this property in March and moved in May, and we really moved to Georgetown because we wanted horses on property. We moved from Tulagi Island out to here, and we moved into this house here and have renovated, spent a lot of time renovating, and want to end up making this back into a working farm like it was in 1961 when the ordinance was passed. However, I don't need full 40 acres with it, and I don't want to pay Chatham County taxes on the full 40 acres because it will eat me alive. So I want to subdivide some large lots, large estate type lots that are common in this area, and I would, and in exchange for doing a large lot subdivision, I'd like to reduce my paving costs and my paving section by requiring all major subdivisions in Chatham County, whether they be a six lot subdivision out on Isle of Hope or Pinpoint or somewhere like that, to pave to the same standards as a 120 lot subdivision in Berwick, you're going to end up with, instead of a six lot subdivision in Pinpoint, you're going to end up with 10 half acre lots because you have to sell more lots to pay the pavement. You're increasing the density, you're increasing costs, and people have to defer those costs. So this was originally envisioned with the recycled concrete section, and it does boil down to economics. Recycled concrete section, the county held my permit up, requiring me to go to the 8 inches of recycled concrete, or 8 inches of grade aggregate base. Otherwise, they wouldn't release my permit. I agreed to that just to move forward and then come before you. Because again, I don't have Fred Williams pockets. I'm trying to get this done in a timetable to get this moved along. So, with these factors in mind, you know, low density, Georgetown area, this area of Grove Point is a very rural area of Grove Point. I think it's obvious that I meet the definition of Article 10, which is the only guideline in the ordinance that anybody can find. I even went to the Georgia Historical Society to try and find this copy of this mystery map that has disappeared or was never enacted as should have been done. So we're only stuck with the definition in Article 10 as to what Article 5 should be. I think I meet that definition, and therefore I ask your opinion as to reverse the staff's decision, and I'm not asking for a variance. I'm just asking for you to determine if the rural district designation as set up in the code is an actual thing, or should it be stricken from the code per this decision.
But we're the wrong people to ask that. Really, what you need to do is go to the county commission with your request to use different pavement materials. We can approve pavement materials, and to ask this board to designate this as rural and allow development without paving the streets
would be an abuse of our discretion.
That's right. And I don't think we can do that, but if it's the county's standard on paving that you have a problem with, the county commission can change that. And they are the appropriate body to address this. They are also the ones who can designate it as rural and urban. And I think the reason that there are no rural subdivisions is that there's no way in the county's urbanized enough now that there's really nowhere in the county that qualifies for a rural subdivision. And with a little bit of luck, and I'm assuming you have an engineer for your doing your roadways.
I am the engineer.
Okay.
I've been an engineer for 26 years, a licensed engineer for 26 years, practicing in Chandler County for 20 years. I have my own firm.
Well, then you ought to be able to make the argument to the county that this is a sufficient method of building up a roadway. And the county commission can overrule anything that the county engineer has required.
I asked the county engineer for a meeting in reference to it, and responded with a few emails back and forth. Never was provided a meeting, was just given a flat denial.
Well, then I'd suggest you petition the county commission for a hearing.
Great.
The engineer will respond to you then, for sure.
Because
he'll have to respond to the county manager and the chairman.
May I ask staff then to put me on the next agenda? I had talked to Harold Yellen in reference to this matter, and also with the county staff, and they thought that this board was probably the best course of redress.
We don't believe this board has authority to do this.
Well, I'll say whether we have authority or not, I certainly don't think we have the information. As I'm listening about proposed concrete, I was trying to Google and recycled concrete and look up what I could find really quickly, but there's probably no way in the world I could educate myself enough sitting here.
Well, we just recently, for instance, we were the engineer on Savannah State's repaving project of South Thompson Loop. If you've been on their campus recently, we just redid their whole entire streetscape. We used recycled concrete as a base on that project, and it has performed very well. Actually, in my opinion, it's a superior product.
And the state accepted that?
It is a Georgia DOT accepted material, yes.
Well, then that's what you need to tell the county commission, because they have authority to change their regulations.
We put in tens of thousands of yards of recycled concrete in Chatham County on private property. And again, this is a private roadway. It will be a gated subdivision. It's going to be privately maintained. There's no county maintenance on this roadway whatsoever. Their argument is that someday somebody might want the county to take it over.
I think we're at a place where what we're being asked to decide is whether it's an urban district or a rural district, and that's what would be properly before this board. And as I look at it, I'll just say, and you know, my parents live in Forest Coves. I'm sort of familiar with the area and how much it's grown since the 90s when they moved out there. It's not rural anymore. It's Wild Heron's just across the street from your property there.
Wild Heron, well, let's go back to the other map, if you don't mind, Marcus.
Yep.
You know, this area is very commonly large estate lots on this side of the street, in any which way.
I'm familiar with it.
Large estate lots with dirt roads, for instance, Myrick subdivision or the Wild Heron Plantation subdivision immediately to my south, the next plantation to the south. This was Drifton Plantation. This is a major subdivision that was done in 1977 after the code was enacted, and it's got dirt roads. Then this is Wild Heron here. These are all large lots all the way down. And further south, you get into Shore Road, Grove Plantation, et
cetera.
I understand completely, but we're really talking about districts here. When I think district, I think about an area. And there's dirt roads on Wilmington Island going back to some of those large lots, but
yeah.
No one would say Wilmington Island's rural.
And I hate to, the code enacted, the folks that enacted the code, in my opinion, realized that one size doesn't fit all in Chatham County, that it is an economically and geographically diverse community, which we are. Berwick is not the same as Wilmington Island. Isle of Hope is not the same as Wilmington Island. Pinpoint is not the same. Each has its own character. And to say that you're going to have a six-lot subdivision on Isle of Hope that can't use an oyster shell driveway and environmentally sensitive material, that we need to blacktop the entire way, now all of a sudden you're going from six lots to 10 lots. And it just changes the character of some of those areas to go from a more rural feeling road section to a paved blacktop. And now you've got stormwater issues and all kind of other things.
I think we get back to the concern is with the way the ordinance is written, and that's not something we can change. As written, we have two options, and you don't fit in option B, at least in my opinion, of being rural.
I've got tractors and barns on my property. I mean, how much more rural do you want?
That's for your property. That's the part that's not before us. The part that's planned is a subdivision. It's not
correct.
Barn.
And we're planned on it. It is an equestrian-themed planned community. These are all 1.5 to 2.5 acre lots. And we're anticipating homeowners to have horses on our property. We're going to have riding trails through common areas flopping back here, Marcus. But that's one of the reasons we have such common areas and why we're such low density. Again, our density is 0.3 units per acre on this development. This is a very low density development. And you keep saying as the ordinance is written, the rural designation is as the ordinance is written. If the county had developed the map as it was required to do, I wouldn't be here before you.
But our purview is the zoning ordinance, not the subdivision ordinance. And your request has to do with the subdivision ordinance. And there is no provision in the subdivision ordinance for appeals or for anything else. The only appeal from the subdivision ordinance is to the county commission, which has to approve subdivisions to begin with, particularly major subdivisions.
Yeah, I like your idea. I just think that we're not the proper party to decide whether that material is going to be permitted, and it strikes me that you're probably somewhere between urban and rural, and the county commission should address that. I love the idea. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't know anything about that roadway, and I'm sure it's fine. You're the expert in the area, not me. I'm just a lawyer who listens to experts. I'm not one.
And again, I live in the subdivision. I'm not going to put in something that's substandard or going to fail.
Yeah.
I want the roadway to be there, and I want it to work.
You have hit upon a weakness that has troubled me for some time, and that is that these ordinances have not been updated in decades. And I feel that I am constrained by what is before me. I have to look at the law, and the law is these ordinances. We don't have the power or the authority to alter or make law. And it would seem to me, as my colleagues are suggesting, that the commission should perhaps consider redesignating or creating another designation. And the question is, how do you do that? Do you go through staff? Does the MPC have to get behind it? Or do you go directly to the commission and request it? I don't know the answer to that. I do feel constrained not to make law where we don't feel that, where I don't feel that we can.
Well, that's been some of my concern, actually, because as the staff's report kind of states, that the staff has just always kind of ignored this section of the ordinance because we don't like it, we don't want anything, nobody's ever come forward, we never developed a map, so we're not going to let you do it.
How do other municipalities or counties in Georgia deal with this situation?
I'm sorry, I'm an engineer, I don't
other zoning ordinances in other counties, is there something similar in other counties that you're asking us to do here as far as this permeable material?
I would say that other counties would go by Georgia DOT standards. If it's a Georgia DOT, they are usually the gold standard throughout the state, that if you meet GDOT's specifications, then they would allow you to utilize whatever GDOT uses.
Well, again, from even what you just said, it appears to be an engineering issue. And we can't direct the engineering requirements of the subdivision orders, but the county commission can, and the county commission is who the county engineer reports to. If the county commission says it's fine to use recycled concrete instead of aggregate, then the county engineer will have to accept that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the input. So are you asking that I withdraw my petition and move it to
we can deal with your petition otherwise, but our point is that your real issue is an engineering issue on type of aggregate to use under asphalt.
Yes, sir.
And it wouldn't really bother me if you used all aggregate and didn't put any asphalt on top of it. But that's not the county standard.
Which was also, the county standard is the 1961 standard.
I understand.
It's outdated. But they've worked it. Make new ordinances, and I'm not able to do so yet.
Those are the county engineering standards. And the city has engineering standards, which I'm sure are different. Just as a curiosity, does the city accept this type of recycled concrete as an aggregate to, as an underlayment for roadways?
I've never actually done a single-family subdivision or a public street in the city of Savannah. We use it I primarily do commercial work. We use it on commercial projects on the city of Savannah all the time.
And if the building inspector accepts it, then I'm sure that the engineering department probably accepts it. And that might be one of your best arguments, is that the city, who has as stringent an engineering standard as the county does, accepts this as an acceptable way of providing a base for roadways.
Great. Well, I will take my argument to the county commission. I appreciate your time.
And I would suggest the quickest way to get it on the county commission agenda is to actually file a petition with the county commission. Because then somebody has to deal with it.
Yes, because due to the advertising period for this meeting, we are behind schedule at this point.
You can write letters and ask them to put you on, but actually filing a petition forces the issue.
So I want to talk about how we want to actually lead this. He can withdraw, we can vote, or we can continue and he can decide whether he wants to withdraw before the next meeting.
What I'm hearing you say is that you can't vote.
No, we voted, we probably just voted no. So, I don't want to,
I don't think it prejudices him if we do vote.
We deny it, but we can come back on you.
If it's not an item that can come before you, you can't vote on it, yes or no? But in a continuation, if I were to come back before you in 3 months, for instance, again, we'd be in the same quandary. I'm willing to withdraw my petition at this point, then, which would, I guess, resolve the issue with your body.
I was really thinking about the unknown, and if there's some reason you did need to come back, you not having to re-advertise and pay a new fee if we continue the public hearing, and if we were to vote to deny, you couldn't come back for a year, and if something unknown came up, this gives you more of an option to figure it out, and you can always withdraw at any time without having to come back here.
Great.
I'm just trying to look out for you.
I appreciate it. I'll take the deferment then.
I got a motion on that.
I move that we continue the public hearing for 3 months.
3 months.
Is there a second?
Second.
We're in vote. Are you working with anyone on this? Are you working with Harold or someone else?
Harold is a friend of mine and has provided me some advice.
Going before the county and moving this forward.
Bringing it in wasn't necessarily good advice.
Well, I didn't say that, but I would.
I did.
I would.
Myself.
I'd work with someone through navigating the county if it were me, and I'll try to find on that. Just
thank you.
That's what I would do. Best of luck to you, though. I do like the idea of it all works out. I don't feel comfortable passing judgment on something I still have any idea about.
Thank you.
The next matter on our agenda is 4700 USAE. And this request for special use approval, we'll hear from staff.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the subject property at 4700 Highway 80 East includes an existing retail shopping center. The petitioner currently operates a cafe at this location, a restaurant, and they're seeking use approval for use number 50, which is restaurants which serve alcohol and beverages. This is a tax map of the subject property, as you can see, located at the Islands Expressway off Greenwich and Highway 80. This is a an aerial photograph of the existing shopping center, and the applicant is a tenant within that center. There are a number of existing businesses in here which serve either packaged or alcohol by the drink. But because this property is in the BN zoning classification, the use requires approval by this board. There are not immediately adjacent residential uses, and this is amongst a long major commercial thoroughfare. And review of section 10-6.2, which are the requirements for approving a special use, staff finds that the restaurant with alcohol sales would not be a detriment to the immediate area and is an appropriate land use at this address, and therefore we're recommending approval of the use requested by the applicant.
What restaurant is it?
We'll have a petitioner come and describe their business.
Any correspondence from any of the neighboring businesses?
No, sir.
In opposition?
State your name.
I'm Anne Marie Thomas.
You'll raise your right hand. You swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Our business is J. Thomas Cafe, and we're located where you see the gas station awning. We're just to the left of that, right about there. Yeah, thank you. Okay. We moved out in January of this year from Waters Avenue. And opened our cafe at that time. Well, actually opened our cafe in March. And it's been a great success, a local success. And we're hoping to add beer and wine. We're open Mondays through Saturday.
What kind of food?
We have salads, sandwiches, French cuisine for our cafe, which will, I mean, we'll start soon. We're not opening in the evenings right now.
Nice. Any questions for the
petitioner? They are, confirmed to me, there are a number of places in this shopping center that serve alcohol by the drink.
That's true.
There's also a liquor store almost right next door.
Right. There's a convenience store to the left of us, and there's a liquor store to the right of us. And there's three restaurants also in the complex that serve alcohol.
Probably
good. Do these other restaurants serve beer and wine?
Pardon me?
Do the other restaurants the strip mall there, do they serve beer and wine?
They do, and I think a few of them serve liquor as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone here from the public on this matter? Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, just to add for the record that if the use is approved, the petitioner will have to petition the County Commission for an alcohol beverage license as well.
Yep. I always do think before we have a motion, we have these restaurants come in here, never bring us a sample.
I move it's approved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Request,
and we'll hear from that.
Oh, I gotta go to my next meeting. Okay. good. I know what to give Leon heads up about.
Mr. Chairman, the petitioner, David Haynes, is requesting a 10-foot reduction of the 25-foot rear yard setback requirement for the purpose of adding a roof structure to convert an existing uncovered patio to an unenclosed covered porch. The subject property is located at 8 Fat Friars Retreat within the Landing subdivision, which is a planning and development zoning classification. The lot is approximately half acre in size and was originally developed in 1964. The petitioner, as I mentioned, is requesting a 10-foot variance along the rear property line. And here, in the shaded area, is the proposed encroachment. Property is a marsh front lot along the Wilmington River, which also abuts a common area on the rear, which is a portion of a golf course in that area. This building elevation shows, and let me see if I can outline it here for you a little bit. There's an existing uncovered patio in this location. The petitioner is proposing to roof over that existing patio. Even though the existing patio crosses the 25-foot rear yard setback line, because it is not covered, it does not constitute an encroachment. There are no apparent conditions pertaining to this particular piece of property based on size, shape, or topography, and the application of the development standards and staff's opinion do not constitute a hardship. And although this property does abut common area, there's not likely additional impacts that will be had that are negative in nature to other property owners. However, staff did not find that the application met the standard for granting a variance, and therefore we're recommending denial of the petitioner's request.
Have we heard from any neighbors?
No, sir, we have not.
And I'm assuming already approved by the review board?
We did not receive information from the applicant regarding their process with the architectural review committee, so as you know, that would be required if the construction were to proceed.
And Marcus, this is a triangular shaped lot, which is an odd shape for a lot.
Yeah, let me go back to the tax map. You'll find that some of these lots on the cul-de-sacs do, you know, have narrower frontage and more width on the rear.
Okay. Any other questions?
And what is behind this property?
I'll show you a photograph.
T-box and then marsh.
Yeah. So beyond the golf course here is marsh, just off the southern portion of this photograph.
So it backs up to the golf course?
Yes, sir.
Very familiar with it?
It does.
Do you see any good reason why we need a 25-foot building setback line on the golf course?
Of this particular situation is that there's a fairly wide intermediate area between the backyard line and the edge of the tee box that is mown grass maintained by the golf course, but that's an additional separation from the tee box and then common side on the other side of the tee box before you even get to the marsh. That's the way it looked to me.
Yeah, that is true. There is a substantial amount of distance between the back property line of the house and the marsh itself. Sure, that is
a true statement. I would agree with that.
It's not like he's building right up to somebody else's backyard.
That's true. Yeah, so this is not going beyond the concrete.
It would cover the existing patio. The existing patio is not supposed to be expanded.
Yeah.
I think we could justify it on the size, shape, and topography of the lot.
Thank you. Petitioner here. Have you signed in?
I did.
What's your name, sir?
David Haynes.
Mr. Haynes, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. We have been approved by the Land Association, so I do have the land's approval. They approved 5-0 when they're in to do that. I also have a letter from, we're asking this, the homeowners have had to sell their house in Deer Creek because it's elevated off the ground. Her husband has Parkinson's disease and cannot go up steps, so they bought one of the older houses that were low to the ground to be able to do that. And they just want to be able to put a covered porch on the back so you can sit outside without being exposed to the sun and the weather.
Yeah, my friend lives across the golf course from this. I know he hasn't had an issue with it.
There's a tremendous amount of room between the golf course and the back patio and all. So this.
Where's the marsh front?
It's across the golf course, even further back than that. So it's.
If you're standing on that tee box and you turn to the right, you'd be
next
to
the marsh.
That's the marsh. So it's on the other side. Yeah. So it's way away from the. You have to cross the golf course to get to the marsh. And like I said, the land has approved it.
I move to approve it based on the fact that the extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to the particular piece of property in question because of size, shape, and topography, and because relief, if granted, would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purposes and intent of the zoning.
Is there a second?
I second.
One point of discussion. How long is the construction going to take?
Possibly 3 months, 2 to 3 months in that range.
We'd be building on Saturday morning is what I'm trying to tee off.
We were not working Saturday, if that's the case.
Well, I need an excuse for the errant tee shots. I don't
Hammer the thing.
You want a caveat pack?
That's right.
You'll have to voice vote me on the last one.
She said you voted.
I didn't remember voting on the last one.
It said you did on the computer.
Well, oh, yeah.
I didn't mark it.
Maybe it was the Russians.
Yeah. They're messing with the election.
They're really bored if they start hacking
the game.
Thank you. Good luck. Do you have any other business anyone wants to raise? I want to chat a little bit for just a brief moment. We can go off the record, though.
Okay.
Another adjournment.